Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. 60 years ago, Philadelphia was the first city in America to create a percent for art program. And that's where developers who acquire public land to build on are required to spend 1% of construction costs on public art. The iconic clothespin at 15th and Market is one of its better known pieces. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the program has become a model for other cities.
There are about 1,500 pieces of public art scattered around the city, plus twice that many murals, giving Philadelphia one of the largest collections of public art in the country. Over 600 of those pieces were created through the city's Percent for Art program. They're mostly sculptures and statues, but there are some more unusual things, like this public park in the Spring Garden neighborhood. It's called Connections, the two-acre park, designed in 1992, by the Greek-American artist Athena Tacha. She made a huge centerpiece with swirling tiers of plantings and arrangements of rock outcroppings. Rick Fry is a teacher at the nearby community college, and he eats his lunch here almost every day. And he says the real beauty of Connections is the seemingly magical way it frames the skyline.
The stones, the way they're placed, depending on where you sit in the park, they mimic the skyline above it. So you'll be sitting there, and it's like, wow, that just looks just like that new building that was built there, which is interesting because of the fact that it was built before a lot of the skyline was built.
This park was commissioned by a developer, the Franklin Town Corporation, when it was building a neighborhood development. The Percent for Art program was created by the Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority in 1959. That was the era of Ed Bacon, the Philadelphia city planner who was aggressively redesigning the downtown. There was an urgency at the time to make sure that this rebuilt downtown would be people-friendly. The current director of the RDA is Gregory Heller.
It came from the Redevelopment Authority's chairman at the time, whose name was Michael von Moschisker, and he wrote, "We're under a particular obligation to make our cities places of which we can be proud."
There are actually two Percent for Art programs. The one run by the PRA is for commercial development, and another run out of City Hall for public projects. Projects like the Criminal Justice Center, built across the street in 1994.
For this building, there was a $500,000 Percent for Art budget overall, so that was 1% of the city's total cost.
That's Margot Berg, the city's director of public art.
And so the Percent for Art program at that time commissioned multiple artists that created pieces that are really integrated into the architecture of the site.
She's standing in front of one of those commissions out on the sidewalk. It's a sculpture of a law library made with real law books stretching 20 feet high. At the bottom of it, the artist, Philip Simpkin, built a bronze podium and lectern.
He sort of envisioned this piece as sort of a forum for people to talk about the American justice system.
Since Philadelphia established the Percent for Art concept 60 years ago, it's been adopted by many other cities, some of which do it better. So says a 2009 report by Harris Steinberg. At the time, he was with the University of Pennsylvania. He's now with Drexel University. And his report criticized the Percent for Art program for being weak. Steinberg says there was little enforcement against developers who chose to flaunt the law.
It was easy to kind of skirt the regulations. There wasn't a big staff, there wasn't a big enforcement arm. In fact, I don't think there was any enforcement arm at the RDA in particular.
That report from 10 years ago recommended that the Percent for Art program be more holistic and cut across many city agencies in order to better align with the city's urban planning goals. Greg Heller, the director of the RDA, says it's now moving in that direction.
One change that we made to the program fairly recently was to require each project to have a public education component. Developers take 5% of their 1% for art contribution and use it for public education.
To mark the 60th anniversary, the PRA and the city's Office of Arts, Culture, and the Creative Economy are encouraging people to go out and discover the Percent for Art art. There's a citywide scavenger hunt with an online interactive map, and they'll give out prizes to those who submit pictures of the artwork. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.